And now this is a dictation for Marguerite Upham, UPHAM, September 25, 32. Address as a letter to Dr. Prouty, Prouty, 875-3732. Dear Dr. Prouty, teleconference, Mrs. Upham, renal failure, hypertension, anemia, AFib. Last visit, August. The doctor, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, participated at this encounter. A stable dyspnea, productive cough, but no active bleeding. Denies the use of oxygen. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena. No incontinence of urine, infection, cloudiness, or blood. Trying to do low salt, minor edema. Has atrial fibrillation, but denies palpitation, chest pain. Not very physically active. No syncopal episode. No fall. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight verapamil, metoprolol. Lasix was increased because of dyspnea from 20 to 40. Anticoagulated with Eliquis. Next paragraph, blood pressure 107.73, no gross respiratory distress, no evidence of expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.6 February. That will be baseline for the last 2-3 years. GFR 31 stage 3B, electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, anemia 10.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B, stable over time, no symptoms of uremia, no indication for dialysis. Next number, bilateral small kidneys without obstruction, 8.4 and 9.5, right and left. There is, however, urinary retention in that opportunity. This is 2019. Next number, congestive heart failure is my understanding. Her cardiologist, Dr. Melvin, M-E-L-V as in Victor, I-N, is supposed to do a new echocardiogram on the next few days. I have no objections for a short period of time to have a higher dose of diuretics. The importance of salt fluid restriction discussed with the patient, eventually finding the least amount of diuretics to control her symptoms will be appropriate. Notice that she takes two medications for rate control, including metoprolol and verapamil. Next number, atrial fibrillation, rate control, anticoagulation, Eliquis, no antiarrhythmics. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, monitor over time. We treat for hemoglobin less than 10. Iron studies needs to be updated. Next number, last PTH not elevated, no evidence of hyperparathyroidism. We'll follow with you, end of dictation.